The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors yesterday finalized the agreement made between the Diamondbacks and the county after a legal battle. After heated claims on both sides about the condition of Chase Field, a judge ordered the parties into mediation, which is where this newly adopted plan was hatched. Rebecca Sanders of the Arizona Republic has been following this, and she joins us now. Rebecca, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So do the supervisors seem to think that this agreement will keep the Diamondbacks in Chase Field, in Maricopa County, in Arizona?
Well, we heard all of that at the vote yesterday. I think that the main message from the supervisors was we aren't positive that the Diamondbacks will stay at Chase Field, but we feel like this agreement gives them the freedom to look around Maricopa County. If they find a better place that they want to stay for years, then that will ensure that they stay in Maricopa County. So we're giving them the flexibility to find a better place here in the county rather than trying to leave the state.
Did you get a sense that there might have been a feeling of, we'll let the D-backs look, we'll let them see if the grass is greener on the other side, and maybe they'll find that it isn't, and they'll want to, if not stay in Chase Field, you know, stay somewhat near, relatively nearby?
Yeah, well, I think that one of the selling points of this deal for the team is that they're gaining a lot of control over the stadium as it is now. So they're gaining control over events and, you know, so the concerts and the truck rallies and all of that and the revenue that comes from that. And then also the decision making over what is improved at the ballpark. You know, putting in the scoreboard, putting in suite renovations, things that they used to have to get permission from the county for, or wrangle with the county over where the money for these kind of upgrades would go.
Rebecca, it wasn't a unanimous vote. It was 4-1. Supervisor Clint Hickman voted against it. What was his reasoning for that?
That's right. So Supervisor Hickman has been, you know, a very strong part of the negotiations over the years. He was not the one personally negotiating this agreement. And when he saw it, he said a couple of things stuck out to him. One was there's a pretty broad out clause that basically just says if the Major League Baseball League says we want the Diamondbacks to leave the stadium because of the stadium conditions, they can at any time without penalty. It doesn't even say because the stadium has a bad condition, just because of the condition. So that seemed overly broad to him. He was also worried there's a part of it that would likely have the county pay about $20 million at the end of the contract to reimburse the team for some repairs. And then also he felt like the original agreement signed in, you know, the 90s was for 30 years. Why are we tearing up a legally binding contract and allowing the team to play at Chase Field for less than the original agreement?
So, Rebecca, do you have a sense of what happens now? Like, do you know, has the team said, okay, we're going to look here, here, and here, or we're going to try to figure out how we can make it work to do some of the repairs and upgrades we want to do at our current home?
Well, they're staying a little bit coy right now. You know, I asked, so now that you can look for another place, will you look for another place? And they wouldn't really say one way or the other. But, of course, they've been pushing for this opportunity, so it stands to reason that they're going to start looking soon. You know, there's been a lot of rumors over the years. One of the strong possibilities is that the Salt River Tribe might offer to build a stadium for the team next to their spring training stadium, which has turned out to be a good partnership and, you know, potentially would allow the team to have the ability to really call the shots on how this new stadium would be created, perhaps differently than Chase Field is today.
All right. That's Rebecca Sanders with the Arizona Republic. Rebecca, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.